You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jacoby. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance? Hello? Hello? Customer, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you now.
Okay, yes.
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you now.
Great. Good deal. Yes, I need roadside. My axle has gone out and it won't move either way. Won't move backwards and forward.
Is it locked up like in the front?
Yeah, it's locked up in the front. Won't move backwards or forward. And the back of my vehicle is kind of in hanging in the oncoming traffic. So it's a little dangerous, just to let you know. I'm in the middle of the road in the turning lane. I'm on Highway 29, Roosevelt Highway in College Park here. I would have to get you an exact address. Or I'm in the middle of the road, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I start off by getting your first and last name, please?
Your first and last name, please?
Yes, my first name is Donna. My last name is Knox, K-N-O-X.
Donna is D-O-N-N-A?
Donna is D-O-N-N-A.
Yes, correct. And K-N-O-X.
Okay. And can I have a callback number just in case this call gets disconnected?
Yes, it's 470-815-0569.
Okay. And I know you said you're kind of in a dangerous position, but do you feel safe enough to continue with this call?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to receive multiple text updates tonight with the status of your service?
Sir?
Would you like to receive mobile text updates tonight with the status of your service?
Oh, yes, please. Please. Yes, sir, please.
Message and data rates may apply.
Message and data rates may apply.
Okay.
And for me to look at your policy, I would need your full policy number and the last 6 digits of the VIN for the vehicle that you need service to.
Okay, the full policy number is the letter G as in God, letter A as in apple, letter A as in apple again, letter P as in pole, 0 0 0 0 1 3 2 8 1 8.
All right, thank you so much for that. And I'm ready for the VIN whenever you're on.
I'm ready for the VIN whenever you're on.
Yeah, one second here. You say the last four of my VIN or what was that?
Last six,
okay. Let me get that information for you. Okay. And that is okay. The last six. It's number 624411.
All right, one moment. Can I have your make and model of that vehicle?
Jeep Patriot, 2010 Jeep Patriot.
What's the color of it?
Silver.
Okay. And you said that you had axle was locked up, so you just need a tow.
Yes, I need a tow. I have a place I'm getting it towed to the mechanic tonight.
Okay. Is it just the front axle, or is like the whole car?
Well, I mean, I think it's the front. But I'm not totally sure. I just know I can't move. I do know that for sure. I can't move forward or backwards. I was preparing. I was making a turn, and I heard a pop on my right side in the front, and then it wouldn't turn anymore. wouldn't even go past go.
I see.
So, yeah, I'm in a slightly compromising position with the back of my vehicle in the road.
Okay, do you know if the vehicle will go into neutral and roll at all?
Yeah, it goes into neutral, but it still won't move at all. It's immovable.
Okay, I see.
Okay.
Is this a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or two-wheel
drive? I
think it's just a two-wheel drive. I'm not certain, but I think it's a two-wheel drive.
Okay. And just to make sure you'll be the one with the vehicle when the service provider arrives?
Yes.
All right. And will you need to ride with the service provider tonight?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, would you need to ride with the service provider to the destination tonight?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I'll be riding, and I'm going to have someone trailing, and I'll ride back.
Okay, I see. So just you?
Yes. Uh-huh. Maybe my daughter, she may want to ride with me in the truck. I'm not sure, but definitely me.
Okay. Well, I will let you know that due to COVID, I can't guarantee ride along, so I'll try to get somebody that I just willing to take on people.
Oh, well, we'll trail behind him.
Okay.
207-749-2079.
And
what's his name, Mr.
Do you have the address of where you're currently located at?
What was that, sir?
Oh, do you have the address of where you're currently located at with the vehicle?
Oh, yes. I am on Highway 29 in College Park. It's Roosevelt Highway. And I'm in the middle of the road here. There's really, I'm going to Google my location right now. In the middle of the road. But I'm on Highway 29, which is called Hunter Road and Roosevelt Highway.
What was the other road?
My vehicle is busy.
What was the other road?
Hunter.
Hunter Road?
Hunter Road?
Yes, Hunter, like Hunt.
Okay.
Okay. You work with Cal
Bill? I think I see where you're
at. I think I see
is that by the King of Dealers dealership?
There is a dealership nearby, but right here there is they sell trucks and trailers and tour buses and stuff.
Maybe oh, Phoenix Truck Center.
Old property.
Oh, Phoenix Truck Center.
Yes.
Okay, so you're right there by I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's a Phil Dirt sign in red letters. I'm right in front, looking to my right here at the truck place. Where they seem to sell buses and box trucks.
I think that's
called Phoenix.
Okay.
Are you like? Can you see the Exxon, or have you already passed Exxon?
Can you see the Exxon, or have you already passed Exxon?
No, there's no Exxon around.
What number? He just a street number.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know this
number. Oh, okay. I'm getting it.
Okay.
But there's no Exxon within my peripheral at all.
Okay, I see. I see a bunch of dealerships right here.
Yeah, but there's this truck place. I think this is Phoenix.
Yeah, you see the hazard lights. It's right down the corner. It's right there on Roosevelt behind the road.
Yeah, they have to get numbers though, I think.
Well, I have the general vicinity of where you are. I'm pretty sure if they go in that direction, they'll be able to see where you are.
Yeah, you can't miss. You're southbound on Roosevelt Highway at the intersection of Hunter Road and Roosevelt Highway. But you head southbound on Highway 29.
Okay. All right, ma'am. I'm going to map you close to the Phoenix.
Right,
that's the one that you said you're by the truck center, but there's a bunch of dealerships by there, so it should be in the general same area.
Mm-hmm. You see a bunch of box trucks.
Okay, and what's the address of where you wanted the vehicle taken to?
What's the address of where you wanted the vehicle taken to?
It is 56, hold on, 5685 Oakville Cook Road.
Did you say Oakville Court?
Did you say Oakville Court?
Oakville Cook. What's her name? Oakville Cook. Like it's Cook, C-O-O-K.
Okay, Oakville Cook. Is that
Oakville Cook? Is that
Is that also in College Park?
Is that also in College Park?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said this was a shop. Is it by the church?
You said this was a shop. Is it by the church?
There's really nothing. The only thing that's exactly near me is this box truck place in Hunter Rose.
No, I was talking about the drop-off location.
Oh, is it by what again? What was that about the drop-off location?
I see like a church
that's
in the...
I see like a church in the...
Is the church by there? I'm not sure. I've never been there, so... I'm just giving you the address, and I'm going to trail behind the tow truck to get there.
Okay. Just to make sure I have 5685 Old Bill Cook Road.
Is it by a church? Is it by a church?
Yes, it's near the church. Right across from the church. 5685, correct.
Okay. What the number is? One with that 5685? Yes,
okay, yes, it's right across from the church.
They'll be up there whenever they get here. See, the guys will ask for the detail after they're far from the church.
Okay. Okay. I do have everything mapped and located that I need. I just wanted to make sure that everything was right so that they're not going to the wrong location.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, ma'am. So I have everything that I need. I have you mapped and located. The only thing I need to do now is contact the service provider and secure service for you. As soon as I do, you should receive a text with the provider's name, number, and their estimated time of arrival since you opted into the mobile text update. Was there anything else you need for me to do for you?
Thank you. It's just a little noisy, my background from the road. You said that you're going to text me the provider's name and number?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have that information now?
I don't now. I have to get them to accept it first.
Okay.
And then all that information will come to you.
Right. How long does it take to get someone to accept it, usually? How long?
I'm not entirely sure. It really just depends on the providers and whether they answer the phone or they have the equipment to do the tow. You know, it could take 5-10 minutes. It could take 30-40 minutes.
Right. So I just have to wait for your text to come through and let me know.
Yes, ma'am. And I can also...
Okay.
I can also give you a call. If it takes longer than normal, I can give you a call and you know where I'm at. So that you know that I'm still searching for you.
Thank you so much.
No problem. I'll go and get right on that for you, ma'am.
No problem. I'll go and get right on that for you, ma'am.
Yes, that was the, we had a connect on a mechanic. He's going to hook me up right away.